After the conference at Port Gibson on August 27 and 28, 1848, my husband and I planned to travel with Joseph Bates and H.S. Gurney to New York City via the Erie Canal. We had a farewell breakfast with the Hiram Edson family, then made our way to the canal to catch a fast packet.
Brother Bates should be back any minute with information on the canal packet.
Good.
I'll be glad to get on our way.
Get up there, you long-eared rascal! Go along, mule!
This is so interesting. I've never seen mules pulling barges before. How does it work?
Well, the barge line is fastened to the mule's harness, see? Then the mule just walks along the towpath, pulling the barge behind. The mule drivers are very proud of their animals.
Whoa, I got a mule, her name is Sal. 15 years on the Erie Canal. She's a good old worker and a good old pal. 15 years on the Erie Canal.
Well, the fast packet from Port Gibson to New York City has already left. I just knew if we stopped for breakfast, we'd miss her.
Calm yourself, Captain. Surely an old sea dog like yourself must have missed many a passage.
I've never missed a sailing in my life, until now.
Another canal boat will come along soon. Let's take passage on whatever comes by, even if it's a freight hauler.
That's a fine idea, Brother James. Then if a fast packet catches up with us, we can transfer to it. What do you think of that idea, Sister Ellen?
That seems a good solution. Do you agree, Captain Bates?
Well, it's better than standing here in the hot sun waiting, I suppose.
This canal boat is slow, all right. But I'm glad to be moving at all.
I'm too happy to care. The conferences at Volney and Port Gibson went very well. I think a lot was accomplished.
You're right. These meetings are very important. They help us resolve our differences through the study of the scriptures.
And when we're in conflict, like we were at Volney, the Lord shows us the truth through your visions, Sister Ellen.
It saddens me, though, that my mind is locked, Brother Gurney. I want so much to understand the texts as they're studied, but I can't seem to grasp them.
Don't fret. Your understanding will come. The important thing is that God sends his light through you.
Yes. And it makes more impact because everyone knows you don't understand the meaning of the text we're studying. Then, when you explain something to us, it's clear that the messages come from God.
And because of your visions, the brethren in New York State will be united from now on.
Hoy the boat! We got passengers for you!
Here comes the packet boat.
Brother Bates will be happy about that. He's taking a nap in the bow of the boat. I'll go wake him.
Hoy the packet! Slow down!
Uh-oh. I don't think the packet boat captain understands. We want him to stop.
Is that packet overtaking us?
Yes, it is, Captain Bates.
If we want passage on her, we'd better get ready to jump for it. She's going to run right past.
Brother Bates, do you have our fare?
Right here in my pocketbook. $1 for the four of us. I'll get it out.
Here comes the packet.
Can you do it, Ellen?
I don't think I can do it, James.
Then I'll carry you.
Now!
Oh, hurry! Brother Gurney! Captain Bates! Jump now!
Ha! Oh, that was close! Jump, Captain!
All right, I've got the money out. Here I come! Oh no!
Man overboard! Drop your line, skipper! Our friend's in the water!
Help, mule! Pull away!
The bridge! Everybody down! Duck your heads, ladies and gents. We're coming into a town. We'll dock in Centerport for about an hour.
Oh, I'm as wet as a China schooner caught in a typhoon.
I'm glad we got you aboard all right.
You even saved your hat.
You sure did look funny. Trying to swim with a dollar bill in one hand and your pocketbook in the other. And grabbing for your hat in the water.
I guess it did look funny. But I lost the dollar.
Your life is more important than money, Elder Bates. Right now, you need to get out of those wet clothes.
That's right. This filthy canal water can't be good for your health.
I have a friend in this town, Brother Harris. Let's forget New York. We'll stop at Harris's house and get you dried off and cleaned up.
Sister Harris, thank you for your hospitality. It feels good to be all shipshape and Bristol fashion again.
Glad we could be of service, Elder Bates. And it's always a joy to greet fellow believers. Dear?
Yes, dear.
Would you hand me my snuff box?
Here it is, dear.
That's sure to clear my head.
Sister Harris, how long have you used snuff?
Oh, for years. The doctor prescribes it for my catarrh.
Would you like to be free of snuff?
Well, it is expensive, but... I couldn't live without it.
My wife has terrible pain in her head. You don't know what it's like. She couldn't give up the snuff.
If you'd like, Sister Harris, we'll pray to the great physician to heal your affliction.
Well, it's been a long time, but I... Oh, yes, I will give it up. Please pray for me.
We had a season of prayer, and Sister Harris discontinued use of snuff entirely. Her catarrh was relieved, and from that time her health was better than it had been for years. The next day we resumed our journey by packet. Then we hired a carriage and driver to take us to Ira Abbey's house outside Brookfield.
Well, we must be nearly there.
I hope so, Brother Gurney. It'll be good to spend the Sabbath with believers instead of in some hotel.
I wonder.
Oh. What, Brother James?
Well, fanatics have been strong in this area. We may not be welcomed as we hope.
Ah, that's a good point. I know. Why don't you go to the door alone, and the rest of us will stay in the carriage with the driver.
Yes. Then if we're turned down, we can return to town and put up at a hotel before the Sabbath begins.
I agree with Brother Bates and Sister White.
All right, I'll go.
Oh, that must be the house now. Driver, stop! This is the place!
Sister Abby, it's a pleasure to meet you.
And a pleasure for me, Sister White.
This is Brother Herman Gurney.
Brother Gurney.
Sister?
And this is Captain Joseph Bates.
Oh, can this be Brother Bates, who wrote that hewing book on the Sabbath?
Indeed I am, sister.
And come to see us. Oh, I'm unworthy to have you come under my roof.
Oh.
But the Lord has sent you to us, for we're starving for the truth.
Then we're doubly glad we came.
Sit down, all of you, and make yourselves at home. I'll send one of the children to call my husband from the field. I don't know what's keeping my husband so long. I thought he'd be in long before now.
Don't fret, Sister Abby. It won't hurt us to wait a while.
Oh, that must be him at the back door. Ira, dear, here are four Sabbath keepers who've come to us. Brother and Sister White, Brother Gurney, and Brother Bates.
Brother Ira.
Good afternoon, brother.
We appreciate your hospitality.
Greetings, brother.
Hello. So you keep the Sabbath, huh? When?
Why, on Saturday, the seventh day, just as the commandment says.
And what about the second coming?
We believe it to be very soon.
Exactly when?
We don't try to set dates, Brother Abbey. We strive to be always ready.
And what about October 22nd, 1844? Why were we disappointed?
We had the date right, but were wrong about the event. On that day, Jesus entered the most holy place to cleanse the heavenly sanctuary, not the earthly one.
Then, welcome, sister and brothers. It's a joy to receive you in our home. Please forgive my coldness. My wife and I have been much bothered by those who teach error.
There are many who profess to be believers, but they're really fanatics who lead astray as many as they can.
Will you hold some meetings while you're here? We desperately need help in overcoming the spiritualizers and other fanatics.
We're pledged to do God's work, and it seems He's directed us to this place. We'll be delighted to hold meetings here.
The The meetings cheered those who loved the truth, and we were comforted to find a few who had stood firm all through the scattering time. This dear family helped us on our way in a godly manner.